I recently saw a video of Oprah Winfrey discussing manifestation. While in an interview during her starring role in A Wrinkle in Time, she offered the interviewer the secret to manifesting and said, "I am a powerful manifester." Watching that short interview clip of Oprah taught me a lot. She shared the secret to true manifestation is being equal to the vibration. Now, manifestation is a concept that's been misunderstood for too long, but it's time to bust some myths and get clear on what it really means. Welcome to the Mindful Restart. My name is Damian Lamar. I'm a simultaneous professional multi-potentialite and serial entrepreneur. As a lifelong learner with a passion for personal development, I've reinvented myself many times over, from the stage to corporate America, all the way to entrepreneurship. I'm on a mission to help people slow down and be more mindful by living their life with purpose through the knowledge I've gained over the years and by sharing some of my own personal experiences. The goal of the Mindful Restart is to support the conscious collective in achieving greater mental clarity, which will help us reconnect to our inner spirit, get unstuck when needed, and sweep out the inner cobwebs in our thinking. On this podcast, I'll cover a wide range of topics, including how to gain better clarity and mindfulness, and find focus in times of distraction. And I may even offer insight to help you get the courage to restart when you need it. I'd like to share some observations of my own, and then I'll get back to Oprah's secret to manifesting. This manifesting stuff isn't new to me. It may be trending on social media. However, I've been researching the topic of manifestation. I've read many books by Bob Proctor, Wayne Dyer, and most recently Neville Goddard and Francis Scovel Shinn. My manifesting journey began shortly after stumbling across a few YouTube videos from Esther and Jerry Hicks' Teachings of Abraham. I remember rushing to pick up books I would electronically place on hold at my library when I lived in Jacksonville, Florida. One of the first books I read was Money and the Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Shortly after reading it, I downloaded the Law of Attraction Cards app to my iPhone and would randomly select affirmations throughout my day. This was fun and well, but the honest truth is that I was completely out of alignment. Even after fully digesting the entire book, I even went as far as to post notes on my mirror, and I would see them every day while brushing my teeth, washing my hands, and would repeat these words: "I am a good person, and I want to contribute to society in a good way, and for it, I want to be rewarded." That was nearly 14 years ago. I recall reciting this affirmation to a friend of mine who insisted that I should change the word "want" in my affirmation to "will." And at the time, it didn't resonate with me because I didn't believe that I will be rewarded. Since then, I've manifested some cool job opportunities, job promotions, and relationships. And I even manifested a car once. But I was still out of vibrational alignment because all those things I manifested came and went. With all those affirmations, I was broke, penniless, and was wanting more than I already had. I couldn't manifest my true desires because of one word: want. I wanted things to show up in my life, but I wasn't willing to appreciate what I already had was what I had manifested. There's a paradox in that statement, I know. I was trying to manifest something. I would more often than not attempt to manifest something outside of myself. In all my asking, I wasn't vibrating on the same frequency as that new job, the relationship, the car. I wasn't equal to the vibration. My efforts went unfulfilled. It wasn't until a year ago, shortly after undergoing neck surgery, quitting jobs that devalued and underpaid me, giving away things when I didn't have enough for myself, and almost hitting rock bottom, that I started truly becoming in alignment with what I desired. I had to first decide what I wanted to manifest. And this was after I lost everything I thought I wanted. Everything. So why am I sharing all this with you? I'd like to offer my own recipe. Have a relationship with God source energy. Love yourself. Love others. Let go of the expectations of yourself and others. Awake and greet each morning with gratitude. Enjoy any free time you get. Appreciate where you are on your journey right now. Continually confront and deal with the traumas of your past. Live passionately and joyously, even when the challenges arise. Speak life, not death, into your life experience. In short, here's what I've learned. In order to manifest your desires, you must be equal to the vibration. Being above it, below it, over it, or under it will not make you a vibrational match. This is the secret to harnessing true manifestation. What does that mean? Well, let's break it down. First of all, this means that if you are not at the same level as your desires, in other words, if you are in a different vibration than what you want, you'll never be able to achieve that which you desire. The first thing you need to do is change your vibration. All you need is a little understanding of how energy works and some simple principles to get yourself in a positive state. It's simple. Just think of something nice and focus on that for a few minutes each day. It's best to relax. Relax and quit begging. Quit praying and asking God to bless you with this or bless you with that. Remain in a space of gratitude and trust that you are exactly where you need to be. And then you can get ready for what you have been wanting to manifest. It will come. Trust it. Quit obsessing over manifestation. And finally, as Oprah says, prepare yourself to be there and ready when it shows up.